This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. If you're listening on the mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains, the legendary 550 K-Fire, thank you. If you're listening on AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, thank you. KLTC 1460 radio in Dickinson, thank you. KTGO 1090 radio in Tioga, thank you. We appreciate the fact that you're listening and tuning in and joining the conversation. We encourage you to call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and be a lucky winner. 800-228-0550 in Old Cloverdale. And that Big Flavor is responsible for a whole lot of breakfast. And sometimes when you're on the mend, say as a patient at Stanford Health, for instance, or visiting someone that's on the mend and you're down one of the cafeterias, there's nothing like a big breakfast to make your day a little brighter, right? Just make it just a little bit better, whether you're, just that motivation to get just a little bit better, right? You can do it. It works. And so when you have breakfast at Stanford Health locations, you have Cloverdale breakfast. Bacon, the sausage, the ham, they have it. And we have a gift certificate today, one each hour for a lucky winner. In fact, we had some off-air callers we didn't have a chance to get to last hour because of all the calls we took. But one of those lucky winners, one of those lucky callers is a lucky winner. And we'll play you that call in just a moment. Welcome others at 800-228-0550. We are anticipating some sort of an announcement from Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who herself said she would be making an announcement on her intentions of whether or not to run for governor this week. And we anticipate some folks have thought that would be today because she's evidently planning some sort of announcement today. So we're monitoring that for you, and we'll let you know when it happens. In the meantime, we're asking, what do you want to happen? Should she run? Should she not run? What would you like to see happen? And last night I asked, what would you like her to do? We have some of your answers there as well. So we'll tackle that today. I mentioned we're going to be at Big Iron next week. We're looking forward to that. And Friday we'll be in Tioga. We're actually going to be at the Farm Festival in Tioga. And we specifically, through the good work of our friends at Pinnacle, they have an agronomy department. They have an energy department. They have those fantastic convenience stores, Stanley, Tioga, the Tioga Travel, the Tioga and Stanley Pinnacle Travel Plazas. But they also do a lot of great things in the community. And they have asked us to broadcast from the 4-H Livestock Show at the 56th Annual Tioga Farm Festival on Friday. We'll kick off the big event, which goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Really looking forward to a weekend of food, family, and fun in Tioga, North Dakota. Still should be a great time. Also later this hour, Yana Murdahl will be here of Concerned Women for America. She, as we speak, is in a hearing of the House Judiciary Committee on the Planned Parenthood videos. Knowing what we know now about the quote-unquote research and the money that's paid for individual body parts and how that's handled and transacted between Planned Parenthood and other entities, it is getting the scrutiny of the House Judiciary Committee. Yana Murdahl is in that hearing as we speak, is going to step out and give us an update on it at the end of this hour. She also will talk about why she's in Washington, which is actually to attend an event about Iran. One that the Concerned Women for America nationally are participating in. She's the North Dakota director. She's also met with Senator Heitkamp's staff, not the senator, but her staff, specifically on the Iran vote. So she'll have lots to say about all that coming up on the program today. So stay tuned for that. And we can also talk about what happened in Kentucky with the clerk. Do you think the right compromise happened there? Want your take on that as well, so let us know. Okay, back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and for that we go to this call.
Yeah, I'm listening to your caller here about Heidi, and I think she's absolutely right that Heidi has just plain gone with the party and stopped thinking. And that's kind of a trait of liberals in general, to not use their heads but to be emotional. But Heidi's still a decent person. Heidi, the first thing she got was nailed on both sides from the with the Second Amendment thing when she stuck up for it. But I don't know. I couldn't vote for Heidi again either, ever.
All right, now, that call went a few different places. But I'm going to focus in on the fact that there is political opposition there, clearly, because of the vote. Some admiration because of, you know, the pressure on the Second Amendment vote that she ultimately sided with North Dakotans on. And but yet on the Iran vote, totally done. I'm done. I'm done with her. Could never vote for her again. Can't do it. No way, no how. But did you hear what she said? What he said in the middle of that? She's still a decent person. And this is where I think we need to set the tone, if you will, about how we discuss political things, right? Because so many people, understandably so, you're passionate about what you believe. You're passionate about, you know, real, genuine concerns about the direction of this country. But if we debate this among people who are maybe of different opinion, but still, to use his term, decent people, we'll be a lot better off. We really will. So I think I admire that caller. And that caller, by the way, is the lucky recipient. Bismarck number. So Sanford Health Bismarck Cafeteria, Cloverdale, big flavor gift certificate coming your way for Sanford. Thank you very much for listening. And another winner this hour. So get in here and give us a call at 800-228-0550. Texter says, what about Ed Schaefer for governor? Well, it has another term. I remember the flat-out just angst and disappointment when he announced that he would not seek another term, which he could have done back in, I guess that had been 99, early 2000, right? That's when Gary Nelson said, it's mine. And somebody said, not so fast. And that person was John Hoeven and went on to be governor. Elected to three terms, served 2.5. What do you think Ed Schaefer is a candidate for governor? It's a name we have not heard, but I think the texter...
We have heard Nancy Schaefer for governor, ironically. But...
Yeah, not this cycle, but in the past, for sure.
There was the one caller that...
Was there? When we were asking for who should run? Yeah. A great first lady. Yeah, there you go. Just some other names that haven't been out there, so all welcome. We're going to go up to Minot because Mike has a question for Todd.
Hey, Todd, I vote you benevolent dictator for life. That way you get all the free bacon you want.
If I am elected benevolent dictator, oh, my God. Well, that's not going to happen anyway. But tell you what, on the record, fine, if I'm elected benevolent dictator, free bacon for everyone who wants free bacon.
I think it's safe because I can't imagine saying, ladies and gentlemen, vote for today. I announce my candidacy for benevolent dictator for life. Yes, cast your vote now.
Well, not for life. You don't want me for life. You'll want me out of there at some point.
He said for life.
For eternity.
For eternity. Wow. Now we're going beyond life for eternity? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When did we start doing the show from Cuba?
Oh, I don't know. It's just the longer you're dictator, the more bacon you can give away.
Trip, trip, trip. It happens.
Wait a minute.
Thanks
what happens? We run out of bacon.
You know, it's hard not to give Mike a gift certificate, given that.
I know. That's just it. I think the least we can do is give Mike some free bacon or something.
But I am going by the lucky caller of the show. So the numbers are the numbers. Mike, thank you. Joe and Grand Forks. North Dakota, by the way, speaking of Grand Forks, I'm going to be leaving here at the bottom of the hour to attend a funeral for a good man who spent a few years in Grand Forks.
Wow, you're sounding like an old guy that doesn't use digital clocks.
Yeah,
why is that? Digital clocks don't have a bottom of an hour. It's numbers.
Anyway, Joe in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
It's about the clerk in Kentucky. I believe the judge let her out because he had to. It wasn't because he was showing mercy on her. I think they're going to face a huge lawsuit because when she took the oath, gay marriage wasn't legal. And then gay marriage got legal. And she said, well, it's interfering with what I believe in. And, you know, and that's protected by, the Constitution. I mean, I think it's First or Second Amendment, or I'm not sure what it is, but I know it is. And this is, they're going to face a huge lawsuit, and he knew it. And that's why he let her out. He didn't let her out because for some mercy, because a couple presidential candidates went down there and wanted to talk to her. I believe they're going to face a huge lawsuit, and that's my my idea on what happened there.
So he's getting himself out of legal peril, or it's going to come because she was already there?
Well, I think this judge that put her in there, they're realizing now that when she took this oath to marry everybody, gay marriage wasn't legal.
Well, I have to think you're right. You know, these people said, she took an oath, she took an oath. Yeah, well, the oath was different then.
Right.
And what that meant was different then. No question about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and they thought that she'd probably give up if, you know, she got incarcerated. She'd say, hey, okay, I'll do it. But she's not giving up, and she's standing her ground. And now they realize that they incarcerated her for 6 days, and they have ruined her reputation.
Good points. All good points, Joe. Up against the clock here, so got to go. John and Annetta, when we come back, more of your calls. Welcome on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Legend will be laid to rest today after a funeral mass that's taking place beginning in about 40 minutes at St. Anthony's in Fargo. I'm talking of Johnny Noah. I moved to Grand Forks in 1984 and quickly fell in love with the University of North Dakota hockey up there. And Johnny Noah was the godfather. He really started hockey. He was on the first team. His old buddy Cal Marvin up there, the Warren Lakers, they cobbled together a few guys and actually were the very beginning of what is now this legendary hockey program. And he was the godfather of hockey in Fargo and really put it on the map in North Dakota, really. I mean, it really came from that. Won a gold medal. First gold medalist ever out of North Dakota. He just and just was a gem, just full of life. Poor buggers have been suffering from Alzheimer's for a number of years. And so the Johnny we knew and loved has slowly faded away. He died last week at 87. But he was a D-man on that 47 team. 47-51, first UND All-American, played on the 52 Olympic team, won a silver medal there. The first UND Olympic medalist went on to win a gold. I mean, the guy is just a gem. Unbelievable. So anyway, I'm going to slide out of here at the bottom of the hour just to be able to attend that funeral with my wife. The Noahs are good friends, dear friends of ours, and great family. So we'll spend a little time sending Johnny off in style. I know Brad Berry, the coach, and Dane Jackson, the assistant coach, were at the prayer service last night. And, you know, that's family. That's the Sioux hockey family for sure. All right, back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here. And 22 past the hour. I'm going to go to John and Annetta next up in just a moment. Before I do that, I've got to tell you how well I slept last night. You might be thinking that's a little too much information for me, Scott. But seriously, how well you sleep is directly related to your health, okay? Those two are linked. So I want you, as a member of this audience, to be healthy, all right? And I know if I can get you to get a better night's sleep, you're going to be healthy. Those two connect, okay? Now, for me, I can just tell you that I sleep better now that I have my pillow. That's the God's honest truth. I sleep better. I even have taken care of a snoring problem. I tend to fall asleep reading. And when I do that, sometimes my neck is kind of goofed up, you know? And I found that, you know, how your neck is, how you're laying your head, very integral to whether or not you snore. Well, my pillows figured all that out. They have this patented interlocking fill that adjusts to you and your sleep position. So it's watching out for you. 10-year warranty. So you're paying pennies a night for sleep. And you get a 60-night money-back guarantee on this thing. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation for a reason. Buy one. And if you use the promo code SCOTT, you'll get a 2-for-1 deal, meaning you get two for the price of one. And lots of other great deals. Promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028. John and Annetta, I know you called for a reason.
Yeah, I was just, it's got to do with height camp. And it's not about what office she runs for. I think there may be a reason that these votes, particularly on Planned Parenthood, and however she votes on the Iran deal, might not hurt her. And it's because there won't be one major newspaper or news outlet, television, radio station that'll criticize her and bring up either the votes on Planned Parenthood or the Iran deal if she votes for it. So it'll be up to the person that's running against her to do it.
No, we don't know if she's going to run. First of all, she's just announced she's not running for governor, which is, again, not a surprise. We knew that was coming. So she's out as a candidate for governor. And, again, her Iran vote, her Planned Parenthood vote basically telegraphed this. So that's why there's not much fanfare to this announcement. But you're assuming that, in what you're saying, John, she's a candidate for Senate in 2018, right?
If she runs again, I'm saying that it's going to take a lot of courage for the person that's running against her to not only bring it up in any kind of a, you know, ad or whatever, those votes, but when he or she does that, they are going to be taken to the cleaners by those same news organizations in this state who won't take her to task for those votes. So it's going to take a lot of courage to bring it up, and it's going to take a lot of courage for the person to keep running those and keep talking about it if they do indeed do that. So what I'm getting at is those votes might not hurt her if the person running against her isn't willing to identify her with those votes, because I don't believe the media in this state will do it. So it's going to be up to the person running against her to do it, and they're going to get a lot of heat for negative campaigning. So
yeah, I look with any conservative running for anything, you have your opponent, as in the person on the other side of the political aisle, on the other end of the ballot, but you also have the media. It just is what it is.
That's correct.
You prepare for it, so it's a good point. John, I have a gift certificate for you.
Really?
Courtesy of Cloverdale. That's right. And, whether you maybe, it should be a nice little gift if you know someone that's visiting someone in the hospital, has a loved one in the hospital, and give them that. Or you can just go down to the Prairie Mill Cafe in Fargo next time you're in Fargo, John, and have yourself a great breakfast courtesy of Cloverdale at the Prairie Mill Cafe there. So hang on a moment. We'll get your address and mail that off to you and appreciate you listening. Lucky numbered caller of the hour on the program. Okay, so Heidi Heitkamp has just announced she would not be running for governor. Will not be running for governor. Yeah. You're not surprised. You're just acting surprised, Todd. Don't mess with me. So now the question is, does that surprise you? Does it surprise you that she's not a candidate for governor?
And the next question is, who is the party going to come up with then?
And by the way, a lot of people speculated that she was worried about running against Jack Dalrymple. So Jack Dalrymple says he's not running, then that means she is running, right? Now Jack Dalrymple says he's not running. There's not even a Republican candidate. She could be, she announces now, the whole race becomes about her. So she chooses not to run. Now, again, I happen to think that nothing Senator Heitkamp does is not put into a political calculation. Okay, in other words, if I vote this way, what will that mean for me politically? And I think that if somebody asked that question and answered that question, both on the Planned Parenthood funding vote and also on Iran, they would have to say that will be difficult to explain back home. Now the only question is, will it be as difficult with time, assuming she wants to run for re-election for the Senate? I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised at all. But it does beg the question. This will get interesting. And I do say this going forward, whether she's senator, whether she's a candidate for whatever she's a candidate for, I'll say again, let's be North Dakota nice about all this, okay? When I asked the question on our Facebook page, the answers were, I just said, what should she do? What would you like her to do? Justin, retire. Daryl, retire. Chad, I'd like her to not run for anything anymore and save me the trouble of having to not vote for her again. Amy, retire. Dwayne, do you think Heidi can't take a hint? Ken, 2 cups of coffee, black, please. I assume that means going to waitressing? I don't know what that means. Mike, nope. Casey says, go away. Don says, yawn. After her near-perfect senatorial career of voting lockstep with President Obama, Senator Reid, Representative Pelosi, ignoring her home state citizens as well as her campaign promises, it'll be interesting to see how she distances herself from herself. Jordan says, run for governor and lose. Anyway, more of your comments when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550 in Bismarck, Mandan, or elsewhere. Toll free at 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsyourmindradio.com. Or the old-fashioned text thing. We're still doing that. If you want to text me, it's 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Scott handed off to the aforementioned funeral, Todd Mitchell, and Steve Hallstrom. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Todd, doing well, brother. How are you today?
Well, it's about time we play musical chairs here and get some fresh blood in the show.
There you go.
Well, word of the day is bacon, by the way, just so you know, in case you haven't been listening.
Well, you can find a much worse word of the day than that. No,
so you're on the edge of your seat falling off at the big announcement today, huh?
Yeah, I think everybody's been wondering. We heard
sure.
a couple hours ago that we're going to hear some news from Heidi Heitkamp today, and indeed we did. And
I think it would have been bigger news had were she running based on this last vote. She may have been eaten alive, but I think she pretty much has to stay where she is.
Yeah, certainly the timing was interesting of her decision to come out with that vote and state her intentions on that when they didn't really need the votes on the Iran deal, and she kind of threw her support there anyway. And I think that got a lot of people, including Scott, I know he's talked about it a lot on this show, got a lot of people thinking, I don't know.
I know, I wondered about that because it's like, wait a minute, why are you putting your own head on the chopping block when the votes are already there?
Well,
if the votes weren't there, then it's a pretty obvious reason for doing that. But, they were there. She didn't have to be the sacrificial lamb, as it were. But on the other hand, if she's planning to stay in the Senate and just keep running for the Senate, then I guess it doesn't matter either way. But
yeah, both are
still
very nice
a surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand that we are joined by Yana Murdahl today, State Director for Concerned Women of America of North Dakota. Good morning, Yana. How are you today?
Hi, guys. I can barely hear you here. I'm in the Capitol building, and it's quite a zoo, so forgive me.
Yes, I can imagine so. Well, we appreciate your time. You are in D.C. today. There's a few things that are on your radar. Tell us a little bit about what some of the things that you hope to accomplish over the next few days as you spend some time in the nation's capital.
Yeah, you know what? There's so much going on here right now, guys. I just stepped out from the Judiciary Committee on a hearing on those Planned Parenthood videos, and then, of course, after the Iran deal, and with the breaking news of Heidi not running, it's surely a busy day, but I'm delighted she's not running for governor. She does not represent North Dakota, certainly hasn't represented us on the Iran deal or listened to her constituents, nor has she on the defunding of Planned Parenthood. So a lot of news from the Capitol here today that affects our great state of North Dakota, for sure.
Jan, a lot of folks would say that Ms. Heitkamp has been one that's tried very hard to support North Dakota. She is in favor of lifting the crude oil export ban. She's working on some things, the waters of the United States. is another area where the EPA, she says, is going against best interests of North Dakotans. How do you balance that with some of the social issues that you've been talking about?
You know, honestly, you use the word balance. It's kind of difficult to balance her policies in any regard. And I hope I heard your question right, but it is difficult because I think we end up watching somebody who comes home to North Dakota and says one thing and then sits here in Congress and votes totally against the values of North Dakota. So it's kind of shocking to me. I said yesterday when I was in her office, finally got into her office after many tries, that she had a beautiful op-ed, right, a couple weeks ago about kids going back to school, about the value of children in North Dakota, about making sure, you know, parents, we teach them to look both ways when they cross the street. And my comment to her office was, we elected her to metaphorically, if you will, look both ways for us as our senator when it comes to national security and other great and big issues to protect the future of our children. And frankly, both politically and historically, Heidi Heitkamp is not looking both ways as she crosses the highway, if you will, metaphorically, of deciding on the Iran deal, on the Planned Parenthood deal, and several other things that are according to North Dakota values. So it's quite disappointing.
Jana, is there a candidate on the Republican side that you would like to see come out of the pile? I guess the pile is not very big quite yet, but there are a handful of folks who have expressed some interest. Is there someone there that you like better than others?
You know, I'm not even going to jump into that one because we haven't really heard yet. You know, there's a lot of names being circulated in the media, certainly. I think there's a lot of names that we think will get into the race that are probably likely not. I honestly think the scrutiny is a little higher and tighter this time, which is good. And I wouldn't mind seeing some fresh blood, some independent, strong conservative leaders that can come in and be in touch with the North Dakota values and keep growing our state, not just economically in the oil and energy sector, but also education is a big passion for me. So for the Republican side, my friends, I think I would suggest if you're going to run, be aware that Common Core is going to be a great issue, and we would like to see education return to the hands of the parents in local districts. A lot of issues at stake. So having said that, I hope there's several candidates, and I hope we have a good competition, because competition usually makes for the best candidate, right? So we'll see who has the courage to come forward, and I hope there's some good, sensible, common-sense conservatives that will come forward.
Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennett for the last few minutes of What's on Your Mind. Tom Mitchell keeping me between the lines this morning. Thank you, my friend, for all of your help here, keeping us rolling today. And I hope things are well with you in Bismarck today, sir.
Absolutely. And you?
Very good. Yeah, things are great in Fargo today. We're looking at a high temp of about 75 degrees, so starting to feel a little like fall. We're not quite ready for that, but you know you get what you get when it comes to the weather. We're visiting with Jana Murdahl, State Director for Concerned Women for America of North Dakota. And, Jana, you talked a little bit ago about being in the House Judiciary Committee investigating Planned Parenthood this morning. Tell me what you've heard so far and what you expect to hear for the remainder of the day.
Well, it's a pretty intense hearing. I mean, I just stepped out right now to talk to you guys. There was a lineup this morning. We got there early. We had privileged seats, luckily enough. But, you know, first of all, let me say, it's sad that we have to even sit there and discuss the sale of human body parts or fetal body parts, that we've sunk so far that we've allowed this to go on. And to sit and see some of the people in the audience that are kind of jeering against a woman that just testified that she survived after being, aborted at 7 months of age gestation. It's a serious deal. And Senator Trent Frank, Senator of Arizona, he said, with tears in his eyes as they opened it up, said, how have we even come this far? So that's a discouraging thing. And reality is Planned Parenthood is not is an abortion provider. It is not a women's health provider. And sadly, they have their fingers into North Dakota, too. And they need to be defunded. And we need to be honest with ourselves and look at our culture and say, is this really somewhere we want to keep going, where we actually benefit from selling human body parts? 1930s come to my mind, and it's a sad deal. It's hard to sit in this hearing today.
Jana, what can you do? What are your hopes and what your efforts might yield by being in D.C. and talking to folks out there today and for the next few days that you're there?
You know what? I've always said, certainly everybody knows who's listening, that I'm very strong pro-life, and I'll never quit fighting that battle. But the Iran deal is one of the main reasons I came out here. I think as a mom, frankly, and as a woman, it is scary to me, and having had a family that was a World War II family in Norway growing up, it's scary to me that we would actually allow our Senator Heitkamp in this case to vote for something that endangers the future of our children and the future of North Dakota's children. And this is a historic moment. And so we're going to be on the lawn today. We were on the Capitol Hill yesterday talking to senators to please change their mind, try and stop this treaty. And it is a treaty. It's not a deal. It's a treaty. Constitutionally, it should be stopped. It's a scary time, and I think that's what I took the time out to come here, because I think giving $150 billion back to a rogue regime that's a death to America, and it basically assuring them of an arsenal of nuclear weapons within 10 to 15 years, puts my children and the children of our state and our nation and our ally Israel in great danger. And so we're going to do whatever we can. If we lose, we're going to keep fighting.
Yana, you had a chance to attend a rally here just recently about the Iran deal. Had a chance to talk to a lot of people who are key players in that, a lot of people who are some of the power brokers in D.C. What did you hear at that rally?
Well, what you hear is the same grave concern that I have in my heart. It's almost a deep death concern. And a lot of people, including Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney and other very, very well-versed foreign policy people, are saying this is a dangerous, dangerous deal. We're shaking hands and making a deal with a regime that will never hold up their end. And we know that. But the other side says, well, then we'll be at war. That's frankly not true. The sanctions are working. They were getting them down to their knees as far as their energy sales in Iran. You don't appease an enemy. You defeat an enemy. And so that's what we're hearing across the board from most of the presidential candidates. I'll be out there today with Sarah Palin and others as well at a big rally again in a couple hours. We're trying to get the attention, not just of Congress, but of the American people to stand up and say, we can't make treaties with an enemy like that. We did it once before. And so this is kind of a Chamberlain moment, right? Peace in our time is not made by a piece of paper and assurances from madmen.
We're visiting with Yana Murdahl here on What's on Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom sitting in the last few minutes of What's on Your Mind for Scott Hennin today, along with Todd Mitchell. Visiting with Yana Murdahl, State Director for Concerned Women for America of North Dakota. Yana, a lot of folks on the other side of this argument on the Iran deal will say if we didn't do something to get some kind of reconciliation, some kind of treaty, whatever you want to call it, with Iran, it would ultimately lead to a war that would be inevitable because of the way that escalations or tensions are being escalated overseas. How do you respond to that argument?
Well, it's not factual, number one. That's what their talking point is, and then they can't back it up. You can talk to a lot of other lawmakers, strong people. Senator Holman is one of them who has a good grip on this, that says that there was no war coming with Iran. Number one, Iran is almost to their knees, needing money, and we got nothing out of this deal. If the other side could come to me and come to us and say, what did we get? What did we actually get? We got a promise that we won't be naughty kind of thing, but we gave them every demand that they gave us. So, again, it's a whole philosophy that's not based on facts and in historical correctness. When you have the supreme leader of that nation go into the square in Tehran and says, death to America and death to Israel, the day that this, quote-unquote, deal was signed, what does that tell you? Do you think they're joking? No, they're not. And so what's behind all this is an ideology that you appease people, and if you get weak and you show that you're peaceful, then our enemies will be peaceful too. And I think history so clearly tells us that's not true.
We're visiting with Yana Murdahl. If you've got a question or a comment for Yana, we'd invite you to give us a call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 1-855-200-1776, extension 1, or you can call us live at 701-258-0550. That's 701-258-0550 if you'd like to get in with a comment or question for Yana here on What's on Your Mind. This is a Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom filling in for Scott Hennin here. Yana, just a couple seconds left before we have another break, but what are you hoping to hear today, just in 10, 15 seconds or so?
Well, I'm hoping to hear a resolve and a strength from several of our candidates for president, surely their activists, including...
Okay, sounds like... All right. Yana, sounds like the phone was cutting out there for a minute. We'll be back in the next few minutes here on What's on Your Mind.
800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind. Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the three NDSU Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days this September. Soybean Cyst Nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread through North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean Cyst Nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Here's another longtime satisfied customer of Anderco Steel Buildings.
Alan and Ed at Anderco Steel Buildings were so accommodating and flexible with our building plan. You don't always get to work with people that are so personable and kind, and they follow through with customer service long after the sale.
Call Anderco for the best in steel buildings and customer service. 701-277-7078. That's 701-277-7078.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Scott Hennen offering a funeral that will fill you in the last few minutes. Todd Mitchell and Steve Hallstrom, 701-258-0550 if you're in Bismarck, Mandan, elsewhere. Toll free 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or text at 701-226-8503. Steve Hallstrom.
Yeah, good morning, Todd. Good to be with you here, buddy, for a little bit to finish the show up today. Want to let everybody know that Scott is excited for next week. He's going to be at the Big Iron Farm Show in West Fargo, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 15th through the 17th.
Do you hear he's got a scooter for that thing? So
I heard
to walk that. Around.
Well, see, this is what we deal with here at AM 1100 in Fargo all the time. We've got these requests. It's like the rock star that comes in and says, I want a big bucket of M&M's.
The big prima donna, the big
green.
Diva. He's got that rider that, you know, exactly. Well, if I'm to appear at the Fargo Dome, then I must have. Yeah, okay.
That's exactly right. So we've got a golf cart lined up for Scotty to tool around out there at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. And so... Scott's going to be out there doing this program Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Want to say a big thank you to Gates Manufacturing, the title sponsor for the Big Iron Farm Show broadcast on What's On Your Mind. Gates Manufacturing, built to perform, built to last, good company up in Lansford, North Dakota, just north of Minot. About 40 years ago, they started developing tillage equipment there that they needed on their farm, but they just couldn't find on the market anywhere. Now their Harrow products are world famous. They've developed a full line of tillage attachments. Andy and the team at Gates Manufacturing, proud to stand behind farmers and growers around the country and around North Dakota. Stop in and see them at Big Iron. Additional sponsors, say a big thank you to Peterson Farm Seeds, Santal with Peterson Farm Seeds, Superior Grain Bins, protect your profitability with the industry's most reliable grain bin, North Dakota One Call. In North Dakota, safety is always a priority for all of us. RDO Equipment, the RDO of promise, uptime guaranteed, and the Big Iron Farm Show. The goal there, the Big Iron folks say, to educate farmers and ranchers from around the world with the latest cutting-edge agricultural products, equipment, technology, and services. Plus, it's just a whole lot of fun out there at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. So, Todd, have you been to Big Iron before?
I have not.
Been out there a few times with my pappy when he would come up. I grew up on a hog and cattle farm in central Minnesota, so my dad likes to come up for Big Iron once in a while. So I've been out there
sure.
A few times. It is a good time and really a celebration of rural life, celebration of farm communities, farm families, and it's a lot of fun. I know Scotty's pumped to be out there next week.
Maybe I'll just sneak up behind him and scare him when he's on his scooter and just jump on the
should.
Back of it.
Yeah. Shove him off.
What are you doing here? Get off of my, this is my scooter. Get off of here.
Yeah, hopefully he's doing this in decent ways, hopefully no illicit tactics in getting himself a good golf cart. Our phone number is on the program, 701-255-0550, for listeners in the Bismarck-Mandan area.
258-0550.
258-0550. Why don't you give out the phone numbers, my friend? You know them much better than I do.
1-800-228-0550, all over the fruited plain, or if you're in Bismarck-Mandan, 701-258-0550. I mean, it all goes to the same telephone. It doesn't matter which one. There's no advantage to calling one over the other. So.
All right. Fair enough. We've been visiting with Yana Murdahl, and Yana, some phone issues at the Capitol. If you've been to D.C., you know what I'm talking about.
As I say, that should shock nobody.
Yeah, exactly. She's actually got a busy day, so we were very thankful for the time that she had. Does not look like we're going to be able to connect with her. Yana, State Director for Concerned Women for America of North Dakota. She's in there attending a couple things, House Judiciary Committee this morning, investigating Planned Parenthood. There's been a lot of talk nationally, a lot of Republicans standing up to saying we need to defund Planned Parenthood. Democrats standing pretty staunchly on the side of keeping that existing partnership going. And she's also going to be talking to a lot of folks about the Iran deal, says it's a bad deal for our country. And we didn't even get a chance to talk with her about the Kim Davis, Kentucky Rowan County Clerk in Kentucky as well. But, Todd, since we have a couple of minutes here, do you think this is a surprise at all, the news we heard? Heidi Heitkamp, if you've not heard, announced about a half an hour ago that she is not going to run for the governorship in North Dakota. Any surprise there at all?
Not a bit. It would have been a surprise had she announced that she was going to, because her vote in the Iran deal kind of left her vulnerable. So yeah. I think the safe bet is to stay the course, not run. A couple of years from now, when the Senate seats up for re-election, this issue will have gone by the wayside. There'll be other issues between now and then, and she can win everybody back at that point.
Yeah, the only thing that made me think, yeah, right. She's going to be running for something again. The only thing that made me think, well, maybe she might, is that she has stood up pretty strong on issues that most North Dakotans are behind, and you know, that's waters of the U.S. We're concerned about the overreach on the EPA by that. I think most people across the state would say so. Also concerned about, I think everybody in North Dakota or most want to lift the crude export ban. She's been working for that. And then the human trafficking, she's been out in front of that as well. So I thought she might have a little ammunition for a statewide run for governor in North Dakota. She wanted to pursue that. Apparently she does not. Either way, I think she's going to be fine for a long time. She'll have a lot of ties and a lot of allegiances that she'll build, that she has built and will continue to build in D.C. So she's got
certainly a lot of options going forward. And who knows? It might be something that she does later on. She had said in her statement earlier today that she just felt like there were too many big things that she could do as a U.S. senator, and that certainly anyone would be proud to be governor of the great state of North Dakota. But for right now, she said, this is the place that I want to be, in the place where I feel like I can do the most good for North Dakota. So it would have been very interesting had we seen a Heidi versus Dalrymple run. Doesn't look like we'll have that. And interesting, Yana Murdahl said that she would not want to come out and say who that she'd be in favor of on the Republican side to run for governor, but that'll be an interesting storyline as well to follow too, Todd, in the days ahead.
Or whether she would run.
Well, there you go.
Somebody did ask that. And it's,
yes.
Never say never. You know.
I might have missed the lead story there. We'll find out.
All right. What's on your mind over at studio at whatsyourmindradio.com anytime.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.